Hello, the City of Boston and the Massachusetts Broadband Institute want to hear from you about your experiences with internet service, access to devices, and digital skills. To make sure we have a fair representation of your area, what is your age?
74.
74, all right. Perfect. So it'll be 74. All right. How would you describe your gender?
Good.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, good.
Oh, how would you describe your gender?
I'm a male. All
right. How would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Afro-American.
All right. What is the highest level of schooling that you completed?
12th grade.
Which of the following plans do you currently have? Do you have a data plan for a cell phone?
Well, right now I have a cell phone. I have a government phone.
All right. Do you have a home internet service plan?
Yes, I have. I have a home internet.
All right. Which company is your current internet service provider? Would you say it's Starry, NetBlazer, Astound, formerly known as RCN, Xfinity, Verizon, or another provider?
Verizon.
Verizon?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How well does your home internet service work? Would you say it's good enough to meet my needs or not good enough to meet my needs?
It meets my needs.
All right. How would you describe the affordability of your home internet service? Would you say it's very unaffordable, somewhat affordable, or very affordable?
It's affordable.
All right. Would that be like somewhat affordable? All right.
It's very affordable.
I'm sorry. What was that? Would you say it's somewhat
affordable?
Very affordable. Perfect. How often do you experience each of the following with your home internet connections? How often do you experience low connection speeds? Would you say not at all, not too frequently, somewhat frequently, or very frequently?
Not at all.
And what about dropped connections?
Nope, I haven't had that either.
All right, so not at all frequently then?
Not at all.
Perfect. How often would you say you use the internet? Would you say you use it almost all the time, many times a day, a few times a day, once a day, a few times a week, once a week or less, rarely or never?
I use it all the time.
All right. Which of the following do you regularly use your internet for? And if you could tell me all the ones that you use your internet for from the list below. So the list goes healthcare or telehealth services, reading the news, searching and applying for a job, finding transportation information for work, searching and or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family, participating in your local community, using social media, general internet searching, or none of the above. And I can read the list again if you would like. None of the above?
No, I just use it for home entertainment and stuff.
All right, so you would say you don't use the internet for none of the reasons I just said?
Yeah, I have my TV is connected to the internet, my computer is connected to the internet.
All right, so do you use the internet for reading the news?
Yes.
All right, do you use it for finding transportation information?
Yeah.
Do you use it for searching and applying for a job?
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you use it for healthcare or telehealth services?
Yes, I do.
Do you use it for work?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. Do you use it for searching and or applying for benefits or resources for you and your local family?
No, I don't.
All right. Do you use it for participating in your local community?
No, I don't.
All right. What about using it for social media?
I use it for social media.
All right. And do you use it for general internet searching?
Yes, I do.
All right. Perfect. Now, which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet? Do you use a school, college, university?
No, I don't
All right, no worries. Do you use a business such as a restaurant, cafe, or a bookstore?
No, I don't.
All right, what about a public space such as a park or a government building?
No, I don't.
Okay, what about a friend or a family member's home?
No, just my own personal use.
All right, so what about a wicked-free Wi-Fi?
I'll have it all.
All right, so what about a workplace computer?
No. So I work for the VA, and they have their own computers and stuff.
All right, so you would say that you don't use any of the following lists I gave you to access the Internet?
No, I don't.
All right, so you use a personal computer, you would say, right, like in your own home?
Yes.
All right, so a personal computer in own home. Perfect. So how frequently would you say you use the cities of Boston Wicked Free Wi-Fi network, which allows you to connect to the Internet for free in public spaces? Would you say you use it, like, not at all, or not too frequently, or somewhat frequently, or very frequently, or you don't know what Wicked Free Wi-Fi is?
I don't know. What was the question again?
Oh, the question is, how frequently would you say you use the City of Boston's Wicked Free Wi-Fi network, which allows you to connect to the Internet for free in public spaces? Would you say you don't use it at all frequently, or you don't use it too frequently, or you use it somewhat frequently, or very frequently, or you don't know what Wicked Free Wi-Fi is?
I don't know what Wi-Fi is.
All right, no worries. Have you heard about the Affordable Connectivity Program, or also known as AECP, that provides discounted Internet service for low-income households?
I believe I have.
All right. Are you currently enrolled in the Affordable Connectivity Program?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Does everyone in your household have access to the devices they need to meet their everyday needs for Internet use?
No, I live alone, so.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following devices do you use regularly to access the Internet? Do you use a cell phone, tablet, laptop computer, desktop computer, or some other device?
I use a laptop. Yeah.
All right, so. All right, so you said you use an iPad, a laptop. Do you use a cell phone?
A cell phone, so.
Oh, all right. Perfect. So, which of the following best describes the laptop you use to access the Internet most often? Would you say it's a laptop provided by the Public Library Long-Term Lending Program, or you own the laptop, or it's provided by a child's school, or provided by Tech Goes Home?
No, I own it.
All right. How confident do you feel using the Internet for each of the following? So I'm going to give you a short list about, like, kind of actions that people use the Internet for. And if you could tell me if you don't feel confident at all using the Internet for this kind of, like, reason, or you don't feel too confident, or you feel somewhat confident, or you feel very confident. And I can read this again if you would like. So the first one is using the Internet for searching and applying for a job.
I use it for searching. I don't use it for applying for a job. I already have a job, so.
All right. So what about using the Internet for transportation information?
Yeah, I do that.
All right. Do you feel somewhat confident in doing it, or very confident in doing it, or not too confident, or not confident at all?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident?
Uh-huh.
All right. What about applying for benefits for you and your family?
Well, I haven't been applying for benefits, so, like, I just work. I'm disabled, so, okay.
All right. No worries. What about using the Internet for healthcare or telehealth services?
Yeah, I have telehealth, yes.
All right. Do you feel somewhat confident using it for this, or very confident, or not too confident, or not confident at all?
Somewhat confident.
What about participating in your local community?
I feel confident.
Not too confident?
Not too confident, but I do it sometimes.
All right. And what about general internet searching?
Well, I never do that.
All right. So you feel like maybe you're not confident at all, or not too confident, or somewhat confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident? All right. Have you ever taken any classes to improve your digital skills?
No.
Would you be interested in a digital skills training if it were offered free of charge?
Sure.
All right. What kinds of digital skill trainings would you be most interested in? Which, and you can name all the ones that you would be interested in. And the list goes in-person support from a friend or instructor, online classes, a do-it-yourself training module, in-person classes, or none of these?
What? In-person coming up somewhere.
All right, in-person classes. Would it be just that?
Yeah, that would be just...
All right, no worries. If you were to take digital skills classes in person, where would you prefer to take those classes? Would you say you would prefer to take it at a council on aging, at a community center such as YMCA, at a public library near me, at a religious center, or at a public school near me, or other?
A library, probably.
All right, just that one?
Well, library itself. Name the list again?
And the list that goes at a council on aging, at a community center such as YMCA, at a public library near me, at a religious center, at a public school near me, or some other?
Public library in a community center near me, something like that.
All right, So, just to clarify, you said just at a public library, or do you want to add some other?
Yeah, community center, something like that, for age, whatever.
All right, in a community center? All right. So, what kinds of digital skills topics would you be most interested in? And the list goes, navigating the internet, using social media, how to use telehealth, downloading new software on a computer, how to fix issues on a computer, how to navigate your cell phone, how to pay bills online, internet safety, how to create and send an email, basics of using a computer, or some other kind of topic. And I can read those all again if you would like, or I can also go one by one if you would like that too.
Okay, go one by one.
All right. So would you be interested in learning how to navigate the internet?
Yep, but that's what I love.
All right. What about using social media?
Social media is okay, too.
How to use telehealth?
Say that again?
How to use telehealth?
Telehealth, let's get more into that.
All right. Downloading new software on a computer.
Software.
Yeah. So downloading new software on a computer? And you can totally say no if you wouldn't be interested in kind of learning about that.
No, I don't want software.
All right. What about how to fix issues on your computer?
Well, that, I would like that, how to fix issues.
What about how to navigate your cell phone?
I like that, too.
How to pay bills online?
How to pay bills online, that would be perfect.
Internet.
But I pay bills on my phone, though.
Oh, all right. Well, would you be interested in learning how to pay bills online instead of on the phone?
Yes.
All right. What about internet safety?
I like that, too.
All right. What about how to create and send an email?
Well, I would like to know that, too, but I do it a little bit. I create an email.
All right, so would you still want to learn about it, or do you feel like you know enough?
I could learn a little bit more. I'm not really computer skilled.
All right, and what about basics of a computer?
Basics, I love the basics.
So you wouldn't want to learn about that because you already know about that,
maybe? Yeah, I would like to learn about the basics.
All right. Well, how concerned are you, if at all, about internet safety? Would you say you're not at all concerned, you're not too concerned, you're somewhat concerned, or you're very concerned?
I'm very concerned about internet safety.
All right. Which of the following are you concerned about? Would you say you're concerned that my data could get stolen or used without my consent, or that you could be tracked or surveilled, or that your loved one could get scammed or tricked, or that your loved one could be harassed or abused online, or are you concerned about none of these?
All of the above.
I'm sorry, what was that?
All of the above, because people do take your information and resell it and do all this other kind of stuff, get hacked and scammed and different things like that. So I'd be interested in that.
All right. Do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online?
No, not small.
All right. How frequently do you use the City of Boston's website? Would you say you never use it, or you use it less than monthly, or a few times a month, weekly, or more than weekly?
Well, I don't use it at all right now. At the time,
never?
At the moment.
All right.
But I never use it.
All right. Well, now we just have the last few questions for statistical purposes. So how many people, including yourself, currently live in your household?
Just me and my mom's.
All right. So would that be two people then?
Yep, two people.
All right. How many children under the age of 18 currently live in your household?
None.
Do you live in affordable housing? So, like, could you say, like, maybe, like, yes, I live in affordable housing, or no, I do not live in affordable housing, or I am currently unhoused and do not live in a home?
No, I'm not living in affordable housing.
All right, so it's no, I do not live in affordable housing?
No, I'm not living in affordable housing.
All right. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
All right. Any others or just English?
Just English.
All right. Were you born on the island of Puerto Rico in the mainland United States or any other country?
No, I was born here.
All right. Which of the following best describes you? Would you say heterosexual or straight, gay or lesbian, or bisexual?
I'm straight.
Are you transgender?
No.
Do you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces?
Yes.
All right. Do you identify as a person with a disability?
Yes.
Do you belong to a North American indigenous, native, or tribal group?
No.
Do you receive or take part in any of the following government programs? And the list goes WIC, SSP, Social Security Income, MassHealth/Medicaid, SNAP, or any other, or none of the above?
Do I receive any?
I'm sorry,
I receive retirement Social Security.
Oh, all right. So you're just on Social Security, or do you take part in any other?
Just Social Security.
Just Social Security, all right. Were you ever formally incarcerated?
I was incarcerated with DUIs.
Oh, all right. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally ballpark it, or if you feel more comfortable, I could give you, like, kind of ranges, and you could tell me which one you fall under.
You better give me some $40,000, $40,000 to $50,000 a year, maybe.
So I'm sorry. You said $50,000 around there?
Yeah, around $40,000 or $50,000.
All right. Perfect. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good day.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.